How do we discuss topics such as life and religion? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Linda Sauer-Bredvik, lecturer in sociolinguistics at the University of Heidelberg, determines what to listen for in a discussion to make a better connection.
In the midst of both increasing diversity and increasing religious and political polarization, is it possible for people to talk with others who believe differently about what they believe, about the ways those religious beliefs and practices shape their everyday lives? As a sociolinguist, I've been observing and recording intercultural, interreligious encounters for over 5 years as part of an ongoing research project, and have found that the answer can be yes. People who look for points where their stories and lives overlap can use those sites of mutuality to then talk about their differing beliefs and worldviews in ways that accept and acknowledge the differences, while also seeking to learn from those same differences. Scholars of interreligious dialogues and encounters point out that in everyday life, people do not discuss their differing beliefs at an academic or theological level. Rather, they encounter their differences when moms in a playgroup realize their children may not be able to share the same snacks, or workplace schedules need to be adjusted so that a colleague can attend a religious observance or festival. These sites of narrative overlap, the playground, the workplace, then allow people to open up about their faith practices and worldviews. In one conversation I observed, for example, a Syrian Muslim woman and an American Jewish woman were talking about music and the musical instruments their children played. This led to each woman singing, in Arabic and Hebrew, portions of their respective liturgies. It is these points, where our religions and worldviews may differ, but our lives intersect, that people can interact.
That was Linda Sauer-Bredvik of the University of Heidelberg. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.